Blog Talk Radio.
We definitely appreciate you guys tuning in, checking in with us tonight on this crazy Monday. This week has been so crazy here for me. It's been a full moon all week. I don't know if you guys pay attention to the sky, but it's been super crazy. Every night I look up into the sky, I mean, the moon was out. The moon was great. It was shiny. And I think one night this past week, the moon actually was a different color. So for some reason, when the moon is out, even though I'm a vampire, I'm not a werewolf, but it does something to everybody's personality. I don't know if you guys know that, but the moon makes people a little more alive. I mean, for me, it makes me very interesting for the night. I don't know why. I'm either going to be wacky or very fun. So I don't know. It's really interesting when the moon is out. I know it's going to be an interesting night for me when it does happen. So all week I've been having a crazy time. The moon has definitely been out. And we have our last blood moon coming up soon, you guys. We have that coming up in September. So look to the sky. Make sure you guys catch that. I think it comes September the 28th of this year. So that will be one of the last tetrits that we have had so far, starting since 2014. And as you know, we have talked about this before. These catch rates never, I mean, the last time this happened, I mean, it was so long ago. Nobody, I wasn't here, you weren't here. It's been so long ago that this has occurred. And so it's very interesting that now this is all happening and you have these catch rates that are happening back to back right now. And a lot of people, you know, that's why you get all the, you know, where you get a lot of people going back to the Bible, and because a lot of stuff in the Bible says that, you know, you're going to, the moon will turn to blood and all kind of stuff. So a lot of people, that's why you get so many people just saying, okay, it's the end times and so many things are happening right now. You got a lot of people having dreams, including myself. So it's a lot of stuff happening right now. I just think it's so much going on that it's a combination of everything and a little bit extra to throw you off too at the same time. So yeah, it's just been a crazy year. Like so far since January, I mean, we kicked it off with a lot of things happening this year. So much tragic events have happened within this year that it's not even funny. And it seems like it's getting worse. Like every day you have something else that's occurring. It seems like hate is growing within this world, and it's not letting up. Like, I thought, oh, you know, people would relax a little bit. I mean, it's almost like you're watching the movie. What's the movie? The Purge. It's like you're watching that. Like, it's crazy. Like, people are just really going crazy. And it's not just like a day, a 24-hour thing. These people are acting crazy all day, every day, doing wilder things each day that goes by. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, you know, what's next? You know, it's getting to the point where you're not even, you're not surprised anymore to hear certain stuff and certain type of events happen because it's almost like it's expected. So anyways, we definitely want to welcome you to another great episode of Vamp City. We're here every Monday night, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Dollhouse Radio Network. I'm your host, Indiana Morales, bringing my co-host. We're only here for 1 hour tonight. We got to go. Your vampire is tired. She stayed up vamping last night. With her vampires till 7 in the morning. Let me bring on my co-host. We have James Acevedo, and we also have Timer. Welcome to the show, guys. Hello, guys. Are you guys there? Nobody's there?
Hello.
Oh. Okay, there you go. Hey.
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Oh, you can hear me now? Well, this is like an old Verizon commercial. Like, what the hell is going on? Yes.
I can hear you.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes. Welcome to the show, James. Welcome to the show, Timer.
Where's Timer? Where's our man, Timer? Oh, cool. Yeah, because from what happened last week, I think an hour show is perfect. Doing almost 3 hours.
Yeah. We were on the show for like 3.5 hours. We couldn't get off.
God, but it was great though. It was a good show.
Yeah,
though.
It was good. Sometimes
oh my God,
very interesting.
There he is.
I beg to differ with Acevedo. I didn't mind at all going 3 hours. You hear me?
No, it was fine. It was fine.
It was a great show.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? We all entitled to it, right? I just beg to differ because I can go 3 hours tonight.
I was cool. I was just saying that, oh wow, after you said she said an hour show, I said, oh, I guess it's still from what happened last week with the 3 hours that we did, it was great though. It went by fast. It did go by fast, considering what we had. You know, we had her on, and we had that guy that called in, which was very interesting. You know, the guy.
Yeah,
was
very
born.
Interesting calls. We definitely encourage everybody to call in. Tell us any of your ghost stories, any of your any paranormal connected stories, spirituality stories, angels. If you encounter angels, anything, we want to hear it. If it's connected to the paranormal topics. 646-595-4038. Now we're going to jump into, we have a call on the phone. First, we're going to jump into some news. So hold on. Make sure if you want to talk, press 1. We'll answer the phone. Press 1. Before we go to our caller, our first caller, let's talk about some news. Because I don't know if you guys heard about the meteor that hit Iran. Did you guys hear about that?
Mm-mm. No. Nope.
Okay. Well, apparently a meteor recently hit Iran, and they show it. You can actually go look it up, and they show it going across the sky. But some people are saying that it was a missile. I don't know what's going on. It's really scary right now when you speak of, like, Iran and what's going on with us, that we're making these deals with these people. I want to just hear real quick, because we don't really talk politics on the show, but do you agree what's going on where they're, the deal that we're making, I know that Obama is making, where do you trust Iran right now? Because most people don't trust Iran. Iran is known to do some shady stuff. What do you guys think?
Well, that's a show on itself.
Right. This is a mass destruction. They're always hiding stuff. Do we trust them? Can we trust them? Can they be trusted? Real quick.
Man, I can barely trust this government. How am I gonna trust Iran? So that answers my question. I don't trust any of these countries, to be honest with you. Who knows what the agenda is between all that? I mean, this is nothing new. We've heard in the past when we've had when Reagan was in office, this happened. You know, all this other stuff. It's all politics. You know, whoever what they want to get, and nothing surprises me. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What
about
you, Timer?
well, as I mean, you know, truth be told, due to the greater threat that we're facing right now with ISIS and terrorist groups alike, I trust whatever Obama does, you know what I'm saying? He's one president that I trust in what he's doing. You know, so, I mean, hold on. So I'm just to answer your question, yes, I do trust it. You know what I'm saying? We have a bigger threat at hand, and just to look at the bigger picture of it all, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So as of right now, you got to put a little trust in anything in order to, you know what I'm saying, make it work. So hopefully it doesn't turn around and bite us in the behind, but it's all about legislation after the fact, you know.
I think, if we can, and I agree with you, because I kind of think that if you notice, like, when George Bush or other people were in office, most people relax. They don't, I mean, people make their comments, but people weren't so hard on other presidents like they are Obama. And it seems like people ride him more for things. So every decision he makes, they kind of they kind of go against him on all his decisions. Just, like, everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Everything can't be wrong. And I think that if he was picked, you picked him for the president. Let him do his job. Whether he makes a decision you wouldn't make, you're not the president of the United States, so therefore you should lay back. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have an opinion. Everybody's entitled. But
absolutely.
I kind of think that everybody has something to say when he makes a decision. And that's kind of funny to me, because nobody really said nothing about Dumbo Bush. But
it's completely that. You know what I'm saying? Looking at the bigger picture of it all, you know what I'm saying? Having a black president, he wasn't even in office for 96 hours before they start blaming him for Bush, you know, efforts or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean...
Yep.
Right now, I mean, it's a smokescreen that, you know, the media plants out there for us to not acknowledge that he's one of the best presidents that we had thus far, because he admires some of the best presidents that we've had in office. So at the end of the day, I mean, it's up to us to you know what I'm saying, in a sense, celebrate the accomplishments that, you know what I'm saying, our president, I'm not talking just black America. Mr. President is Mr. President at the end of the day, in office, in term or out of term, he's still Mr. President. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we as you know what I'm saying, people that want change, we should embrace the accomplishments that Obama has made. And he's made some more accomplishments than any Republican president has done within the last 40 terms, Republican time, truth be told. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I can go on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. The gas prices, the medical issues. I mean, you go on and on and on. It the good outweighs the bad. That's for sure. And and God help us who our next president is. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, this is a nation that was built for the people. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, we're actually supposed to control this country, but yet we've been shackled mind wise where we forgot that we actually, this is our country, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And having the power to vote, is how we sustain that power that we do have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? By the Constitution.
Well, definitely, we can touch on all types of topics, as you see here. We've touched on politics a little bit here today. We're going to keep it moving. Some more news I want to talk about.
Cool.
A lot of people are reporting, and I've seen pictures of lake turning blood red. Lake
really?
Turning to blood. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Also, a lot of people have been reporting swarms of locusts, people. Extreme weather all around the country. It's always been extreme weather. It's been a lot of crazy weather going on everywhere.
That's true.
Once again, we come back to the end time theory. What do you guys think? I mean, I know we have pounded this conversation so many times. Do you think, I mean, something, it just, we all know that there's something happening. And I'm not going to dispute that. I just kind of think that I think we're all in the dark of what it is, because there is something coming. It has to be something coming. And it's already started. And we already said this. We have said this numerous times. It's not like we're waiting for one event. The events have already started, right? And it seems like that every day something, you turn on the news, something major, or at least once a week, something major is happening on your TV, right? And it's getting to the point where you can't even keep up with the last event because it's another event. But it seems like it's speeding up. Now the events are happening so fast that are they adding up to one big event? We have talked about so many things from the end of the world, the end of the world prophecies, dreams, visions, all these things happening, blood lakes, swarms of locusts, meteors. So many things that are happening right now, guys, does this add up to you in your mind that the end times are now? I mean, we all know, in my opinion, I feel like we are living in the end times. Do I think the end is coming soon as far as the end and nothing else? No. Okay. But I do think that something, just something, because it's there for me too much like that, that those dreams, and too many other people thinking the same thing. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's definitely the end times because of everyone. I mean, it's greed, you know. It's kind of like looking at the, what was that, the 2000 election when, you know, Al Gore was cheated out of the office, when Al Gore was pushing for more, you know, paying more attention to the damage that we're causing by, you know, all these man-made things that are causing problems to, you know, Mother Earth. Therefore, you know, they silenced them in a sense. So after, if you think about from 2000 beyond and the storms that we've had and, you know what I'm saying, not normal temperatures in certain spots of the world that, there's no record on, you know, in the history books of them having that type of weather. I mean, it says a lot. So I just feel like greed has made people heartless to the point where they're like, to hell with everyone, all the little people. And now that they found the cousin of Earth, we're really doomed. You know, so the end time is definitely, I feel like the end time is closer than we think, you know, closer than we can fathom, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been saying this also on my show and privately that ever since, if you go from the beginning of this new millennium, we've been going through everything that has been changing with, when it comes to the weather, 9/11, the fixed election, like you just said, 2000, you know, all this other crap that's been going on. It's just it's just something that is just I never thought that all this would happen like this, you know, especially in the last 15 years. The last 15 years have been really unbelievable, and it's just disgusting and all that other stuff. And it's just a matter of time. I mean, whether it's man-made, spiritually, whatever, something is going to happen. Right. I don't know what, but something's going to happen. So it's just a matter of time to me. It's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
There's more hate in this world than love, therefore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
I think people are having these feelings, and it's like all at one time. And it's people that never had psychic tendencies. Like, these people were never psychic before. It's a lot of people like you and myself who just are having feelings, along with people who are in touch, really in touch spiritually, like if they're psychic or whatever, you know, they have more of those gifts. But it seems like it's a lot of other people that are not like that who are just having a lot of strong feelings that something is approaching. And I said this to you guys last week that also there is a big change coming. It's a shift going on, too, for everybody out there that, you know, those it's like a change that's about to occur. And I know that because I can feel it. I can feel it too, where if people who are not supposed to be in your life for like the last couple weeks, it's this change that's coming, it's already started, and basically you're going to get people that are on their way out, they're going to be out. They're going. They're leaving. And you're going to have more new people come into your life, and then whoever's supposed to stay in your life that's already there already, they will stay. But really, it's like for the best of you. Because right now, because of this shift that's going on, it's a positive thing, because it's really for so that things in your life can move. You get what I'm saying? Have you ever been around people that are not doing what you're doing? I mean, it totally seems wrong. They're negative. Everything is bad. And you seem like you're held back because of these people, too, because their negativity and all the things that's going on with them rubs off on you.
Right.
So right now, the shift is going to make you, basically, it's kind of like pairing you with those people that are on the things you're on. So it's kind of like if you're running with positive, you're running with positive. If you're running with negative, you're going to get put with people who are just down. So it's just kind of like you're going to be matched where you're supposed to go. And if that's up and you're supposed to be on a different path, you're going to meet a lot of people that will bring you to that path. You're going to be getting a lot of opportunities in your life. But the only thing with the shift, a lot of people don't know it's actually going on right now. For those people who are sensitive, who can feel the shift, for me, like my body, it does this like electric thing where I can feel it in my body. I know things are shifting for myself right now. I have a lot of people in my life moving out, and I'm letting them go. And I have a lot of people in my life returning that wasn't there, that's coming back. And I have a lot of people in my life that are new. So it's crazy right now. But guess what? We all are on the same thing right now. Everybody I'm meeting is on the same page. So that's why I always go back to Dollhouse Radio, because everybody that's with our team right now, like, we're all in sync. You know, we're not perfect, but everybody, pretty much, we're all in sync. So I'm very happy to say that I'm good with our people we got, because I don't really see nobody on their way out. You know, I don't know if you guys do, but I don't. So let me see. Get apartment going. Yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on today, these days, you guys. I want to go into our caller, and then we're going to talk about fear. I want to talk about fear. Tonight is going to be the topic of fear, because so many people fear everything. You're scared to go outside. You're scared to go down the street. You're scared to get out of your room because you think something's going to, you know, attack you. Something's going to get you. You don't want to be around people because you're you're claustrophobic, and you know we have to cut this out. We have to stop this. You're holding your life back and down.
Right.
Yep, it's true.
So let's go to our caller first, and we'll keep it moving. Okay.
Okay, that's perfectly fine.
Actually, you know what? Can we do
four?
Can we do this?
Huh?
Can we do this timer? Can we go to our break and then come back so we can take our commercial
okay.
break real quick? Okay.
Okay. Well, give me just
one
a second.
Second.
That's perfectly
okay.
fine.
So, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to take a commercial break. So, our caller on the phone, you're going to be next, and we're going to take a call. We're going to do some announcements. 405, right
hold tight, baby.
Radio. Yep.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dalhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dalhouse Radio, email your submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffiths the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yes.
You're live on air with M City. What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Greg.
Yes. Hello, James.
Hi, Greg.
Oklahoma Thunder, what's
Hello,
up?
Hello, Miss India.
Hi.
It's been a long time.
I know, you've been so
missing. Anthony.
Mr. Timmer.
Anthony.
How are you?
All's well. I'm good, and yourself, sir?
I'm doing very good.
This was it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Now, on the point of fear. Oh, recorded history as far as what we know it today is only roughly about 100 and maybe 125 years in history as far as weather change and the whole nine. Weather change has been going on for millions of years.
Of course, yes. It has, but
humans.
Mm-hmm. No, I see what you're saying. Are you saying because things have been happening forever, that there's nothing going on, that it's just everybody over?
India, it's been going on for years. Even the indigenous people of America and the whole world have been going through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have. We sure have. But it's taken consecutive years for some to acknowledge that that's what's going on, you know?
True that.
So I totally agree with you, Stu, but all day, you know. But, I mean, thank India for putting this platform together for us to actually speak about what we aren't talking about. So I totally agree with you. Agree. So, I mean, hey, it's a crazy situation. I mean, it's good that, you know what I'm saying, all of us are not asleep, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's good to have a conversation with those who can relate to what you're talking about, opposed to trying to open eyes, in a sense, convincing one to open their eyes, you know? So,
I trust me, I agree. But when it comes to the government and people and history, I mean, look at Oklahoma. This was a Indian territory.
Absolutely.
And all of
all of America.
It became a stake. Now, all of, not all, but some Indian factions became Oklahoma because of a forced migration. Now, thing is, with that migration, this became a state because of that. Now, with the weather change, everyone says, oh, it's El Nino, El Nino. It don't matter what El, whatever. It's a season of change. And
yeah.
It will always be a season of change every 4 to 7 years.
Mhm. Yeah, but things have gotten out of hand to where, you know,
yeah.
And when you grow up when you grow up where you grew up at, you know, in regards to the demographics, I mean, you know what the weather is. It's kind of like here being in St. Louis. I was born and raised in St. Louis, established in 78. And I remember back in the days where I would go outside and I couldn't breathe because of the humidity. But nowadays, it's rare that I go outside and experience the same things I experienced in my early days. You understand what I'm saying? So it's definitely, yeah, things have definitely changed.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes. I mean, I used to pick up and haul cars out of Houston, which, you know, the humidity was so high, and it's like, wow. And then deliver in Phoenix, and it's like,
I hate humidity.
Wow, it's hot, but not humidity.
Much hotter.
And now, you know, Oklahoma, we've got humidity and a above normal rainfall.
Wow.
Where, okay, well, that's like, ugh. Hate it.
You hate it. I can definitely jump in on this. I remember just like Tyman talking about how weather was when he was growing up in St. Louis. In New York City, I could tell you when it would hit September, you will feel that autumn breeze and you know the weather was going to change. Now, it stays hot from May to at least almost the end of October. That's no lie.
Oh,
that
wow.
never used to be like that. And I'm telling you right now, it used to be when September hit, oh, you would feel that. Oh, it would get like, you know, 60, 50 degrees, you know. Yeah, okay, fall's coming. Now, it'll stay warm. It'll take longer for summer to come because we can get into the beginning of May and it's still not as hot until like late May. So that never used to be like that. So there's something going on. And it's been like this for the last few years. So, you know, I definitely agree with Tyma when it comes to, you know, something going on.
Yeah.
And you
mean,
know what, having
I
this...
with you too, James, there in New York. It's like, I mean, you guys are experiencing a little bit more heat
than the norm.
Norm. And plus getting more rain.
Mm-hmm. Look
are
at that snowstorm last year.
Last couple of years has been ridiculous. The day after the Super Bowl, you know, when we had, you know, the one in New Jersey, we had a big snowfall. And then January 26th this year, big snowstorm where it took over 2 months for it to melt because we had below freezing temperatures every day. So that's just not, I'm telling you, there's something going on. I'm just saying. It's not coincidence, man.
I mean, you got to look at it, you know what I'm saying? I mentioned Al Gore, you know what I'm saying, before, and he was, and he was, you know what I'm saying, definitely trying to warn us of what was to come.
Yep.
And, I mean, having this discussion with you gentlemen, you know, I got family that lives up in the Twin Cities, and, you know, normally they have 9 months of winter and three months of summer, which is actually during the actual summer season, which is fancy that. That's, you know what I'm saying, it's on point, you know what I'm saying? It'd be funny if they had summer in the middle of winter. But anyway, bada bing, bada boom. But, you know what I'm saying, now that we're having this discussion, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I definitely want to contact my people to ask them, you know what I'm saying, has the weather changed in a sense where, you know, from, you know, my aunt, she's been living up there for as long as I've been around, so a good 30-plus years, you know, so I want to ask her, how is the weather up there as far as that cycle of having 9 months of winter and 3 months of summer, you know, and this topic that we're having, fear, I mean, we all should, in a sense, be in fear, but yet not necessarily. We just need to be more, you know what I'm saying, proactive in trying to fix what's wrong, you know?
That's absolutely right.
Well,
more aware,
I mean,
and more involved, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I've been to all lower 48 states in all four seasons and Canada in winter. And it's a cycle. I mean, depending on what time, what day, and I mean, just your luck, you know, as far as driving a big truck on snow, ice, you know, fog that's frozen, and rain, and summer or dry weather. I mean, it fluctuates.
Mm-hmm. It's just it's something going on, whether it's the ozone or man-made something going on.
No, we can't.
You know what I'm saying?
We can go on for hours. You know, Acevedo, you mentioned our show from last week, which went a total of 180 minutes. It says, so,
oh, yeah, but it was awesome.
I mean,
though.
No doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? At each and every show. But Astuba, definitely, go ahead and throw your handle out there, Astuba. You know what I'm saying? So for the listeners online, if they want to get in contact with you, because, you know, saying, we all know that you are a very intelligent man, a wise man indeed,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
So if you'd be kind of...
Yeah, I mean, some people might think I'm not, but it's actually at gregstuber.com, at GREGGSTUBER.
That's what's up. Hey, Stuber, we appreciate you touching down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell the truth be told, Cass. Our Wednesday's Cass. I talked to Stuber. We haven't heard from you in like 2-3 months, Stuber. We know you listen online.
It's been a while, man.
Time on Bam City.
Hey, we just haven't pushed that button for Stuber to call in and press those buttons, you know? Hey, we love you, Stuber.
Yes, we
James
love
is laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Because
I say,
I ain't been here in a long time. And
But we know you've been here, dude.
Hey, forget about all that, my friend. Hey, long as, you know, we still are blessed to see another day and with breath in our body, man, that's all.
That's right.
We're just glad to know that you're doing good.
Absolutely.
And alive and still breathing, my friend.
That's it. Hey,
all right.
That is the best way to start the day is to wake up breathing.
Yes, sir. I didn't mean to log you up there, but no doubt about it. Stuber, we love you, my friend. Definitely keep in touch. You know what I'm saying? Greg Stuber, one of our number one diehards, day one, A1.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time, Stuber.
Absolutely.
Love you guys.
Love you more, my friend.
Yeah. I say.
Hey, Acevedo.
Yes, sir.
The boss lady dropped off somewhere, so it's you and I, my friend. We have another caller, you know what I'm saying, another diehard, so why not go ahead and pick it up? Mr. Tanner.
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Hey there. Sorry that India is not with you. I was about to say this, continue what I was discussing last week. This is basically a dream that
you're fixing to share your dream with us. You sure you want to wait to talk to India to get this dream off?
She would have had her and the other ladies and you all in it as well. We were like in Australia.
Oh, hi, mate.
We were swimming and all of
a
sudden out of nowhere a huge great white starts swimming towards us and starts going on the attack. I try to yell out, "Great white, everybody onto the boat quickly."
Who
all
got
on.
Interesting.
Got you all, managed to get you all on there, but I didn't quite get all the way.
Right.
The shark sunk its teeth into me.
What?
Was going straight for India, and I tried to get there, and then it turned and bit me in half like Rodney Fox, like it did Rodney Fox.
That's quite like
where
as I, the
where,
just it.
Where that's, I like was went out cold, but you all managed to pull, you all as well as India managed to pull me out there
okay.
and get me to the hospital where mm-hmm. I had to get a bunch of stitches, just like Rodney Fox did.
Okay. Well,
and when I came to, India was like sitting right next to me and ended up kissing me, saying thank you for
Sana. You should have listened to my advice and saved that story for
yes.
India. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? I mean, what a way to let her know that, you know what I'm saying, she. You know what I'm saying? She kissed you in your dream, and you know what I'm saying? I'm sure that'll make her cheeks rosy red. You know, I'm glad it was a happy ending within that dream. I don't know what you eat before you go to sleep, Mr. Tanner. But
at first, I was almost unconscious and almost crossed over, but then God said, no, it's not your time yet to go.
There you go.
That's what's up. Hey,
exactly.
Hey, Tanner, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how to get in contact with you. You know what I'm saying? You are the man.
I have a lot of Twitter. So
give us one, babe. Give us one.
My best known one is at jtanner20166.
At jtanner20166? That's what's up, man. We love you, Mr. Tanner. We appreciate you pressing one and rapping with us. You got to keep this moving, okay?
Yep.
Salute,
okay.
sir. Take care.
Take it easy, Joseph.
Later.
Later.
Man. Nice dream, you know what I'm saying? It ended with a happy ending, you know? As I said before,
yes.
the boss lady has fallen off the grid. So, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'll be the one I would. Definitely keep the battleship afloat here at Vamp City on Dial House Radio.
Absolutely.
I mean, fear, man. Fear takes me to one of my
yeah.
favorite lines from Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Off of Holler at Me, which is, and now you let fear put your ass in a place complicated to escape. It's a fool's fate, which it is, you know what I'm saying? Because whatever we don't stand and fight, you know, whatever we're going through, if we don't face it today, we'll always
yep.
be fighting that battle, you know what I'm saying, somewhere down.
Absolutely.
It's always going to come back around.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Quoting
saying,
a great man, by the way. I always love when you go to Tupac, man. I always love it because he was a great philosopher. And, you know, I've told you this off the air, dude. You know, the man, you know, he was not a freaking thug. You know what I'm saying? The man had a mind. The man was just, you know. He trust me, if he was alive right now, he'd be shaking his head and he would be doing something. Trust me, he would be out there seeing what's going on and you would be seeing on TV like, oh no, we got to change this. Trust me, he would be out there.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't
have to, man.
He wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying, you know, quick on that one, you know, I don't think he would be shaking his head, you know what I'm saying, before he even got to that point. You know, he said it many times before, the whole goal of his mission was to keep the imposters out of the game. And unfortunately, we went from a state of hip-hop to a state of hip-hop.
Thank
so,
you.
So,
yep.
Bada
Absolutely.
Bing, bada boom. But definitely,
yep.
we don't, you know, our listeners, we don't want you to, I mean, you know, there's no fear, you know what I'm saying? Fear is a good thing unless you know that you're alive, you know what I'm saying?
True.
You know, conquering that fear is a road to greatness, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited
mm-hmm.
height. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like the people who tell you that you won't accomplish something that you're good at, great at, you know what I'm saying? But they're trying to take you off that path,
mm-hmm.
you know, to keep you from making it accomplished because they have no goals in life.
That's
it,
right.
It's the same thing with fear, you know what I'm saying? Fear is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like butterflies. We've been doing this, Acevedo, for years, and each show, still, we get butterflies, you know?
Oh, yeah. If to me, if you don't get butterflies, that means you're not alive or you don't care. And we care here. And we definitely get that rush of, okay, this is something. Because what we do here is very important. This show is very important. I love doing this show. I know you agree with that, my brother. And this is something, you know, we express our spirituality and our philosophy and stuff. And it's a beautiful thing, like you were saying, man. It's just right. Awesome. And I'm honored to be part of it. Every time, I don't take it for granted. Never.
What makes me proud to be an American is that we all have a right to have an opinion, you know. So
absolutely.
Whatever that we speak on this show or any other show on Dial House Radio, you know, is just how we feel. It's not necessarily, it's not to offend anyone or of any kind of way. I mean, you can't be offended when someone feels the way they feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a good and bad and ugly with that, because some people can say some rude things that, you know, regardless, that's how they feel, and you're still offended on the presentation of them expressing that to you.
Yes.
So.
That's a difference.
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not what we say. It's how we say what we say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
You can call someone an asshole without calling them an asshole. Truth be told. So,
perfect.
Boss Perfect. Gonna kill me. She hates the cussing on this show. You know what I'm saying? But
well, she's not here, so it's okay.
She's gonna. But
it's all
I
right,
mean,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Our topic spirit. You know what I'm saying? As I said before, we didn't get a chance to touch on last week.
Yeah.
And this week we definitely wanted to. I was looking forward to hearing India's. You know what I'm saying? What she had to say on the topic
absolutely.
Of the spirit.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but I mean, the way I look at fear is just, it's just a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's life challenging you to reach for the stars, to achieve greatness, you know what I'm saying? To pursue perfection, you know what I'm saying? Fear is, should be a motivating force that makes us get up and do it. You know what I'm saying? Like
mm-hmm.
my dad always says, there's nothing mm-hmm. to it but to do it. And the topic at hand, fear, that goes hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Fear. You know what I'm saying? It's fear. I feel like fear is the reason why my dad, that's one of his favorite sayings. There's nothing to it but to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like being on the diving board and you go off to the edge and then you got to jump. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know what I'm saying? And if you go back, you know what I'm saying? Man, you got to jump. You know what I'm saying? If you make the decision to go for it, follow through. That's what it said. You know?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I kind of touched on it a little bit last week. The mind is very powerful. Mm-hmm. If you think negative and you think like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, guess what? You ain't going to do it. You have to have that mentality. Look, I'm going to do this. You have to have some sort of self-confidence. Fear is nothing wrong with having some little fear, like you said, because, like you say, it could be a motivational tool for you to do what you got to do. But if you don't use that feeling of fear in the right way, it can go the total opposite way and keep you down
right.
from what you could do. So
right.
you just have to do the right thing. When it comes to that, because we all have that. I don't care what anybody is. We all have gone through that, man.
Right.
Man, woman, doesn't matter. We're human beings, man. We all gone through it. You know what I mean? Whatever fear it is. And you just got to take that step, man. I mean, that first fear, like, you know, learning how to swim or whatever, you know, going on a plane or whatever.
I mean,
you know, you still got to do it. Once you do it, you're good.
Fear, in my eyes, is just simply this. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I lost my train of thought that fast. You know what I'm saying? It's like that, the fear. Fear to myself, the way I see fear is like failing, is fearing to fail. You know what I'm saying? And when fear comes on, you know, it's kind of like playing a game. If you play to win, you know what I'm saying? If you feed into losing, thinking you might lose, you know, once again, the mind is a beautiful. It is a powerful thing. If you're thinking you're going to lose,
yep, exactly.
then you're not going to put forth your all. You know what I'm saying? And we all are winners. You know what I'm saying? We, mm-hmm. you know, we have our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, we all are winners. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when India's friend called in and put in yes. perspective of being that sperm cell that succeeded out of tens of millions of sperm cells, you know what I'm saying, that was going for that slot, you know? So we're all winners, you know what I'm saying? So failing is not an option. So to get over fear, the fear of failing is, keep in mind, the motivation or tool, tell yourself, you know, failing is not an option. And I feel like if you tell yourself failing is not an option and you know, practice make perfect, you keep telling yourself, pretty soon you have that winning, that the heart of a champion, you know what I'm saying? Regardless,
right.
even if you take a loss, because everyone takes a loss. Michael Jordan took many losses.
Oh, please, to the Pistons.
But at the end of the day, in the history
yep.
books, he's known as a winner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Conquering that fear.
Yeah, there's a saying, in order to learn how to win, you have to lose. You learn from winning from losing.
And you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
It's funny you say that, because that used to be one of my sayings I used to say all the time, and I'm trying to think on how I worded it. You know what I'm saying? And you may have worded it exactly how I worded it. But at this particular time, you know what I'm saying, I'm not fixing to wreck my brain to remember how I worded what you just said in my own words.
Yeah.
You know, but
yes.
that is so, you know what I'm saying? Or, yeah, you... In order to, you know what I'm saying, know how to win, you have to lose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
it makes you or breaks you.
And you know what I'm saying? In the heart of a champion, you can lose the game by one, or you can lose the game by 100. But it's all about how you pick yourself up from that point,
and
which will make you a winner. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And if you let, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be my friend. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And if you let fear get you, you know what I'm saying, then fear, it will put you in that loser category, that none of us belong in that category of being a loser, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we all have some sort of talent. Everybody. We just have to find it. I mean, we kind of touched on that last week. You know, you have
Perfect.
That, you know, it's just a matter of finding it. And you see, and it has to just happen. You know, it's not something that, like, okay, well, today I'm going to go get up, go to work, get something on the way home, and I'm going to try to find my talent. No.
Hold up, Acevedo. I don't know how long you want to go into this, but for those listening online, you know, so hit us up at 646-595-4038, because we're only doing an hour tonight. It appears we might be going overtime from where James and I are going with this conversation. Seems like he's into it like I am, you know. So we might be here for another 5 minutes, or it could be 15. So if you want to stay tuned in, hit us up at 646-595-4038 as soon as possible, because we're 30 seconds out. But yeah, James, I mean, hey, you know what it is, bro, man. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, I mean, you got to think about the times that we've taken hits, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We've taken losses, and due to fear, you know what I'm saying, disabling us from doing what we were able to do, because we were